The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
And texted me this. She's like, I'm very sorry, Dennis. I have to take a rain check for tonight. I think I caught a bug that's going around, and I don't feel 100%. I respond 2 hours after and I said, okay, thanks for letting me know and feel better. And I left it at that. And
No, you made a mistake.
Oh.
Soon as you get well, give me a call and we'll go out. I hope you feel better.
Now, the reason why I didn't do that, because the rain check wasn't a real counteroffer.
No, I know that, but that's why you just say, give me, and then when she doesn't call you at the end of a week, you don't have to do anything.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You put it on her. She broke the date. She's got to come back with remaking the date. It's up to her. So that's why you say that. So I said, oh, I hope you feel better. But look, when you get well, give me a ring, and we'll get together. And she doesn't call. You're off the hook. You don't have to do any labor. It's efficient.
Right.
And here's the thing. Odds are, you know, she's not sick. She's got some other phony. The reason she's giving you is the second reason, because, you know, it's like I tell these new guys that come to the system, how many dates have you broke? Guys never break dates. Guys don't make dates and call back 3 hours later and say, I changed my mind. Women break dates. You know, and they get off scot-free, and nobody ever busts them on that. They come up with this garbage all the time, and nobody says, well, I don't know, she doesn't feel good. So if she doesn't call you back, how many dates you have another one or two?
No, this was going to be the second one, but I have one with her.
Then, like I tell you guys, till I get to 10 or 12, I don't believe anything they do. Anything.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm too quick sometimes to just discard them. You know what I mean?
No, don't do that. That's the other extreme. Before you hung around too long, and now that's what they call this a hair trigger, or you shoot at the hip. You got to slow down a little bit and say, don't react to little things. Maybe it'll just pass. Maybe it's just a little quirkiness on her part. But she's on probation. You see, she actually broke the date. So what you could have done was this. Another thing would have been more efficient, I think, if you said, well, look, why don't we do this? Let's make it for next week. And let's say you're tonight on a Wednesday. Say, look, you'll be well in 7 days, won't you? She says, yeah. I said, well, let's make it for next Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And then you take control. You tie it down again. And if she breaks this one, two broken dates, she's out.
Yeah.
But just give it a shot, and the odds are 1 in 100. She really does say she really does feel sick. But
so
I don't
in this situation
it.
Right now, the way things played out, do I not contact her at all and wait to see?
No. Well, you should because you didn't handle it properly. You should have made the date or guaranteed that she would call you back. You didn't do those two things. You just let it hang. So now what you got to do is you got to call her back because you didn't go by the system. This is a cleanup case, which I don't like to tell you guys because you guys will rationalize everything. But that's what you should have done.
So when do you think I should give her a call back then?
When was your date? Today?
It was today, yeah.
Today. Call her next Wednesday for Monday or Tuesday. Say, hey, I hope you didn't have to go to the hospital.
Okay.
Kid her about the hospital.
Say that again?
Kid her about being in the hospital. Emergency ward.
All right.
Yeah, kid her about that. But call her in a week. Now, I don't like the fact you're going to call her in a week because she broke a date. But the point is this. Since you didn't handle it properly by making a date for later or saying, can you call me when you get well? Either one of those two. I think the stronger would have been to make the date. And then that way, it's on her again. She busts the second one. You really did know she wasn't sick.
Right.
This will come with time. These women are always going to throw you curves.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now. DocLoveClub.com.